今天读经是在希伯来书第五章十一到十四节。好，那不是很长，和大家翻到了我们家的一起来念哈，希伯来书第五章十一到十四节，我们大家同声来念哈。Hebrew chapter 5 verse 11 to 14. We'll read it together. 论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。好，感谢主的话，下面时间交给赵牧师。
Okay. 非常感谢教会再次的邀请，让我们能够来服侍大家，也见到很多的老朋友。
Thanks for the invitation that I had come here to serve and see many good friends.
也感谢领唱的弟兄非常谨慎的选择诗歌，让我们唱的非常的敬拜神。
And thank the brother who's leading the inspiration today. He carefully chose a song.
特别第二首诗歌是现代的诗歌，但是歌词写得非常的好。
Especially the second one, it's a modern tune, but the wording is very good.
小小的建议，可以唱得慢一点。
Little suggestion, let's sing it a little slower.
特别是最后的两句 ，No tongue can be me hands deeper, No tongue can be the baby. 你很难翻译。
Don't need.
第三首诗歌也是根据圣经而来的。
And the third song came from the Bible as well.
其中有一句很好的表达了我们昨天讲的一个很重要的观念 ,already and not yet.
And it expressed the key concept I expressed yesterday.
那里说到神使我们一切的疾病复原。
And the Lord restore us from all the illness.
当我们信主的那一刹那，耶稣基督把我们悖逆神的那个病得到医治，完全的医治。
And the moment we believe, God cured our disease of our rebelliousness.
所以那是已经 already.
It's already.
但是实际上，真正我们完全没有疾病，那要在新天新地的时候，那个时候才会完全的脱离一切的疾病。
And in reality, actually, it's only in the new heaven and new earth that all our will be away from our illness.
那个就是 not yet, 所以我们今生还是会生病。
It's not yet, so in this life, we'll still have disease.
啊，特别是我们中间还有一些还没有相信耶稣基督的朋友，不要一到教会一唱个歌，以为哇，你们基督教就是一切病都会得医治的。
Especially there are friends today among us who haven't believed yet. It's not the case that whenever you sing the song, then Jesus just heal our diseases.
Exactly. 好，我们现在开始我们今天的带给大家的信息。
I will start the message today.
我们现在大家人都习惯用手机，手机有摄像的功能。
We are used to cell phone right now. Our cell phones have a camera.
很多年轻人喜欢自己拍自己，然后发到朋友圈里面去，或者 Facebook。
And young men likes to post selfie to moments.
这个照相呢，还有抓拍跟摆拍的分别。
And actually, there's a difference between snapshot and stage shot.
有一次我们在海边走路，前面有一个姐妹回头来就啪啪啪啪拍了我们好几张。她说这个叫抓拍。
One time, we went to beach with another couple, and the sister walked in front of us, and she took many shots.Of us, she said that while we're walking, she said this is called snapshot.
在台湾有一个特别的名词叫野生的捕捉。
And a special term in Taiwan, they call it wild capture.
然后呢，我们再看这一张图片呢，这是一张国际大赛得奖的照片啊，这看不太清楚，这是一个乡下的一个教室。
And look at this picture. Actually, this highest prize winner for an international documentary photography contest.
在这么穷苦的地方，你看孩子屁股都露出来，没有衣服穿啊，他们努力的学习。
This is such a poor place that you can see that in this classroom, the little kids like even his butt gets exposed.
但是后来发现呢，这整个都是 stage 的，都是假拍的。
And later it was found out that the entire scene was staged.
但是这是一个 documentary 的一个记录的一个得奖，但却是一个假拍的，是以假乱真。
So, but this, the contest is for a documentary photography. So this is a fake shot.
不论是假拍或者假唱，假的商品，假的食品，假的文凭，假的新闻，社会上很多都是假的东西。
So there are many fake photography, fake singing, fake commodity, fake food, fake diploma, fake education background, fake news, and all these kind of fake things.
但是教会呢，教会其实也充满很多假的东西，有假的教师，有假的先知，甚至有假的先知传假的福音。
So nowadays in church, they are full of fake things like false church, false teacher, false prophet, and false gospel.
所以我们一方面我们要好好的心窍习练的通达，我们能分辨什么是真的，什么是假的，免得我们自己也可能成为一个摆拍的假基督徒。
So we should have the power of the discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good and evil, so that we won't become a pre-staged Christian.
Amen. 所以为了让人家信主，很容易信主，我们看见现在很多人传福音的时候，把人所讨厌的东西都拿掉，专门传人所喜欢的东西。
So today, for the purpose of sharing gospel, many people, they just purged the unpleasant items.
他们说你信耶稣以后可以无病无灾，不生病啊，可以快乐幸福，可以没有烦恼，天天好心情。
He said that once you believe, you won't have any disease, and you will be happy, you have blessing, you have no trouble, and you have a good mood every day.
在世界上的时候享尽平安和荣华富贵，好像将来还可以上天堂。
And in this world, you have enjoy all the blessing and be prosperous, and even in heaven.
好像有一首歌，他是这样讲的，他说天上地上所有的福气都追着你跑。
Kind of, there's a song like, in heaven and on earth, the blessing will chase you after.
当你想到这里的时候，很容易就让人愿意决志信耶稣，就把他拉到教会里面，每一个礼拜他就坐在这里拍照片，好像是一个基督徒，但实际他没有真正跟耶稣基督有关系。
Once you have all these promises, and it's very easy for people to believe, and every Sunday they just came even sitting in the first row, and to be pre-staged, Christian.
我们发现有一个人，他有一个网站，他网站上经常登一个牧师的视频，但是这个牧师讲到布道的时候从来不讲认罪悔改，他传的不是纯正的福音。
And there's one website, medium website, and often post the videos for a pastor, but he never preached repentance.
那么我就提醒这位弟兄说，你不应该登这一个牧师的信息，知道，但是我们这一个平台，这个 platform 适合程度深浅不一样的人。
And I reminded the brother, and he said, I know, but the website is for everyone of various degrees, deeper or simpler.
他不讲悔改认罪的道比较浅，可是这个人信了耶稣以后，他就慢慢的会去找干粮吃，比较深的道理。
And he said, it's okay. When they first believe, they're simple, so they don't have to know repentance. And later,They may have more solid food.
听起来好像很有道理，后来一想不对。
Sounds reasonable, but actually after thinking, it is not right.
真正问题的关键不是深跟浅的问题，而是他传的福音是真的福音还是假的福音的问题。
The problem is not deep or shallow. The problem is true or false.
这些听信了假的福音的人，有一天你再要他认罪悔改，恐怕就难了。
The one who takes the false gospel.It will be so hard for him to truly repent later.
是 实证明，后来我在某一些地方传福音的时候，遇到最大的拦阻，就是那些过去听信了这一类的假的福音的人，他们心里面非常抵触，他们认为我传的不是真正的福音。
And it has been proved that actually I encountered the biggest obstacle when I share gospel. It's these kind of people who believe the fake gospel, and they're so resistant to the true gospel.
教会今天最大的危机之一是对真理和纯正教义的看轻，甚至不传讲。
And the biggest crisis in church today is they ignore the true doctrine.
他们相信你传的是真的福音还是假的福音无所谓，只要能够把人拉到教会里面，能够坐在教会，教会的人数增长，这才是第一的道理 ，Number one.
They don't care whether the gospel is true or false. They only care that the number grows and people will come and sit in the church.
所以我们看很多的教会，现在人越来越多，摆拍的 stage 的这个 Christian 越来越多，表面上很兴旺，但实际上这是虚假的现象。
So many places we can see more and more people coming to the church, but actually many of them are staged.
所以希伯来书的作者曾经警告那些在犹太的基督徒，要他们不要对福音轻轻忽忽的漫不经心。
The author of Hebrew, he warned those Jewish Christians that be careful about the gospel.
因为在当时有一些住在罗马的这些犹太的基督徒，他们信心不坚定，一下子就离开了基督的福音，回去信他们的犹太教。
And because there was a group of a Jewish Christian living in Rome, and their faith has not been truly established, and they plan to leave the salvation of Christ and back to the Judaism.
所以保罗提醒他们不要离开耶稣基督救赎的真理，这个福音，这是很危险的。
Paul reminded them not to get away from the true gospel.
这些人他们的属灵光景，在你们刚才读的十二节就清楚地说明他们的光景。那里说他们成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
And actually, verse 12 reveal their true spiritual situation, and they need milk, not solid food.
这里讲的必须吃奶，跟彼得前书二章二节讲的爱慕奶是完全不同的概念。
Actually, in Peter chapter 2 verse 2, it says long for the pure spiritual milk. Actually, that's totally different.
你不要以为他这里说吃奶也不错哦，他也爱慕灵奶，不是的，就完全不同的。
Don't think that here when I say half milk, it's not so bad.
这里的必须吃奶是一个不正常的情况，形容他们严重的挑食。
And here you need milk, describe a abnormal situation because they are a picky eater.
这里的必须原文里面是紧紧的抓住，他们只吃奶，其他什么都不吃。
And here that they must have milk, and this word in the original text means they grab it tightly.
那这样的结果就是真理来的时候他们就听不进去。
So when the truth comes, they cannot absorb it.
所以在11节说你们听不进去。
And so verse 12 says you no longer try to understand.
不是因为道理太深了听不进去，而是根本只能抓住奶就听不进真理。
It's not that the truth is so deep. It's just because they are hold tight to the milk.That they cannot absorb.
就像今天很多的人，他只愿意听耶稣是爱，耶稣有怜悯，耶稣医治一切的疾病，他不愿意听神是公义和圣洁的。
And today, many people they only want to hear the words that Jesus is love and that He is mercy and He will cure all diseases.
也不愿意赐给我福分，让我将来娶个好太太，有好的工作，哈利路亚。但是要我背十字架跟随主，这个我不要听。
And only Jesus will bless me so that I have a good wife and good work. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord. But he will never want to follow Jesus and carry the cross.
相对来讲，在彼得前书二章二节提到那些爱慕灵奶的人，他们是吃干粮的人，是一样的意思。
Actually, in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, longing for the spiritual milk,That's equivalent to have solid food.
就是当他们听见真理的时候，他们就受持守在心里，所以他们的信心就越来越长大，越来越成。
When they hear the truth, they hold it in their hearts, and their faith will grow more and more.
同样的道理，他们听的不是很深的道理，而是一些最根基的真理。
It's not necessary, they take the very deep truth. It's just a foundational truth.
如果我们成为必须吃奶的人，会有至少有两个严重的后果。
There will be two serious results if we can only have milk.
一个在十二节。
One in verse 12.
说谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另外教导你们。
You need someone to teach you again the basic principle of the oracle of God.
用大白话的意思就是说 ,come on, 连这些最基本核心的道理你都不懂，我们还需要再来教你一次吗？
So in a simple word, come on, you even need someone to teach you this basic truth.
第二个严重的后果，必须吃奶，是在十三节。
The second serious result is on verse 13.
说这里说凡是只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he's a child.
最近几个月，在美国的西岸有一个也不晓得应该说她姐妹，有一个人，一个女的，她说她自己是情感教练。
And recent several months, there's a, in West Coast, there's a sister, maybe a so-called sister, that she called her a coach for our emotion?
Yeah, 差不多。
Emotional experience.
Yeah. 她鼓励单身的基督徒，你要去多多的找陌生人约会。
She encouraged,
锻炼你的约会的技巧。
So she encouraged single Christians to sisters to date strangers to practice.
然后她告诉已婚的姐妹，你要完全的顺服你的丈夫，你的丈夫说什么你就顺服什么。
She taught that the married Christian sisters to unconditionally obey their husband.
你的丈夫说蛋长在树上，你就说是蛋就是长在树上。
If your husband said that eggs grow on trees, then you say yes, it is.
你的丈夫说滚，你说我马上就滚。
If your husband said go away, you say yes.
其实这一些不要说是信耶稣的，连不信耶稣的朋友都看得出来，这讲的都不合乎真理。
And even non-Christians can see that it is not according to the truth.
可是在中国大陆却有大批大批的信徒交钱参加接受他的训练，甚至包括传道人的师母也帮他建群这个 WeChat group.
So actually in mainland China, actually there's a lot of people even paid to get trained by her, and even pastors, their wives, they helped her to establish WeChat groups.
她自己号称已经接近有80万人在她的 group 里面。
So she almost had about 0.8 million people in the group.
而且大部分都是基督徒。
And mostly Christians.
所以你看见有很多的人就像 baby 小婴孩一样，他不熟练仁义的道理。
So many are like babies that they're unskilled in the word of righteousness.
只要是基督徒说的，只要是美国人美国的地方传来的，一定都是对的。
So if it's from a so-called Christian, if it's from America, it must be right.
所以这就跟以弗所书四章四节在原文里面那个小孩子是同一个字。
And it's just like in Ephesians chapter 4, verse, when it refers to the children, it's the same.
那里说这些小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教摇动飘来飘去。
It says so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, and carried out by every wind of doctrine.
这些小孩子很容易接受错谬，很容易上当受骗。所以作者劝诫这些读者，你们要改变，你们要开始吃干粮。让你的心窍习练的通达，通达的意思就是成熟，让你的心越发的成熟，所以你可以领受很根基性的福音的真理。你会让你的属灵的分辨力 discern 的这些能力越来越成熟，所以假的一来的时候，这是假的，你很快就能分辨。 而作者警告，如果我们不愿意从吃奶的婴孩改变的话，我们还是只愿意领受一部分我们喜欢的真理，而拒绝另外的真理的话，这是非常危险而且致命的。这种警告不断的出现在希伯来书里面。比如二章一节讲到，我们要郑重听见的真理，否则我们会随流失去。二章三节说，我们忽略这么大的、这么根本的救恩，我们怎么能够陶醉呢？三章十二节告诉我们说，弟兄们要谨慎，免得我们中间或存着不幸的恶心，以至于把永生的神离弃了。四章二节又说，我们听见的道，如果没有用信心来调和的话，对我们一点益处都没有的。
For goodness come to us just as to, sorry. Because there are brother, sorry.
Verse 4:2.
Because the gospel are sharing to us just like to them, but it's not beneficial to them because they don't have the faith to unite with what they hear.
然后六章八节讲到，这些人的结果是很可怕的，是被焚烧，也就是进入永远的黑暗里面。
And verse 8 says, it is worthless and near to being cursed, and its end is to be burned.
那么做一个小小的 summary, 小小的总结。
That is a small summary here.
作者提醒犹太的这些在罗马的犹太基督徒。
And God, the author reminds the Christians in Rome.
你一定要吃奶。你一定必须吃奶。
Have milk.
不是因为你们的灵命很小。
Not because of that, your spiritual life is still tiny.
不是因为你们没有追求更深的神学的道理。
Not because you haven't pursued the deeper theological truth.
而是你们只接受你们喜欢听的道理。一部分的道理。
Because you only selectively receive what you want to receive.
而且你们听到的一部分的道理，你又不很郑重的去把它放在心里，这是很危险。
And even what you heard, you didn't care about it and hold it in your heart.
我就想起中马田牧师 Martin Jones, 他警戒信徒的两句话，非常的 similar, 非常的类似。他说 ,You are either a Christian or you are not a Christian. You cannot be partly a Christian.
And here I remember what Jones Martin, Pastor Jones Martin, his warning, 说你或者是一个基督徒或者不是一个基督徒，你不可能是部分的是一个基督徒。
Beautiful. 所以有一个企业的老板，他公开的在教会里面聚会很多年，他说他是一个基督徒。
So there's a businessman, he claimed to be a Christian. He gathered with brothers and sisters for many years.
所以有一次我们就问他，你相不相信有永生、有审判、有地狱？
So one time we asked him, do you believe the judgment, the eternal life, and the hell?
他说我现在信的比较浅，像一个小学生，还没有到大学生 graduate school 的那个程度。
He said that right now my faith is still simple, it's kind of like an elementary student, not to the degree of graduate school.
你不要被他的回答误导了。
Don't be misled by his answer.
这个不是信得深信得浅信得浅就不相信。这个是一个信得真假的问题。你到底相不相信有天堂有审判有地狱。
It is not an issue of deep or shallow. It's an issue of true or false.
不要把不信当成只是信得比较浅。
Don't mingle this unbelief with just believe a little.
这是一个很重要关乎你永恒归宿的问题。
It's a most important question relates to your eternal destiny.
你不要当作无所谓。
Don't be very careful.
你不要让这个永恒的生命跟你擦肩而过。You
must. Don't just pass away from this eternal life.
所以今天的教会真理不彰，世俗化非常的严重。
And right now, the church, the truth has been very socialized.
像这样的只能吃奶的人在教会里面非常越来越多。
There's a lot of people in church that can only have milk.
所以我们必须要来谈一谈吃干粮的人到底意味是什么样的人。
So right now I want to share what it means to have solid food.
首先就是讲到一个跟随耶稣的人还活着的跟随耶稣基督的人他做耶稣基督的门徒他要付的代价。
And I want to talk about the cost for one who wants to follow Jesus and carry his cross.
我发现很多很多听信假福音的人从来没有听过信了耶稣以后还要做耶稣基督的门徒。
And I found out that many who received the false gospel, they never knew that after belief they need to follow Jesus.
他说我已经举手了。
He said, I have raised my hand.
我已经被教会洗过了。
And I have been baptized by the church.
我开始每个礼拜有去教会聚会了。
I went to church every week.
牧师讲完道我有丢钱呢。
And I have dropped my money after the sermon.
你还要什么
?What else you want?
还要我做门徒
?Want me to be a disciple?
现在很多的教会不太强调做耶稣基督的门徒。
And many, church nowadays don't focus on teaching, the discipleship.
他说只要你相信只要你接受。
Once you believe, once you receive,
一切的福分都会给你。
All the blessing will be yours.
You are alright. 你不需要付任何的代价。
And you don't have to pay any cost.
圣经的真理告诉我们。
The biblical truth told us.
Salvation 得救确确实实完全靠耶稣基督的救赎。It is done. It is finished.
Salvation through the redemption of Jesus Christ, it has been done. It's finished.
但是对于跟随耶稣基督并不是不需要付任何代价的。
But,There's cost to follow Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督不是对他跟随他的人没有任何的要求。
And Jesus has a requirement for the one who follow him.
我们都听过这样的经文，路加福音14章26、27节。
We all heard the verse in Luke chapter
16:14-27. 这里说人到我这里来，耶稣说，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
If anyone come to me and does not hate his son, his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
耶稣连续讲了不能不能 cannot cannot.
And Jesus keep repeating cannot and cannot.
但是现在很多的教会说 yes yes you can you can.
And many church today say yes yes and you can you can.
这里说不愿意付上爱耶稣超的代价甚至是死的就不能做他的门徒。
If you're not willing to pay the price of loving Jesus more than anything else,Or even your own life, you cannot be the disciple.
耶稣当然不是要每一个跟随他的人都 suicide, 都自杀。
Of course, Jesus don't require everyone follow him to commit suicide.
而是接受他救恩、永恒救恩福音的人，在活着的地上，每一天都是为他活，甚至不惜把性命为着他。
But those whoever receive the eternal life, the salvation,Every day they live on this earth, they live for Him.
在这样的 commitment, 在这样的委身里面是要付代价的。
This kind of commitment requires cost.
是会有失败、软弱、挣扎的时候。
And there will be failure and a moment of weakness.
但是到很多关键的时刻他们都愿意把命都给他。
But in a critical moment, they're willing to sacrifice their own lives.
如果没有到那个时刻要你委身把命给他但是你每一天就好像自己不要自己的命来付代价跟随他。
And even, that day haven't come yet, but you live on earth as if like you're ready to forsake your life anytime.
有些人有这样的福分在有生之年把他们的性命摆上为耶稣。
And, some have this blessing to be a martyr.
28岁的 Jim Elliot, 你们都听过他的故事。
If you heard, the story of Jim Elliot,
他跟其他四位基督徒宣教士试图把福音带到一个很蛮荒凶猛的奥卡的部落族里面在厄瓜多尔。
They tried to bring the gospel to El Gador, it's a brutal, Alca tribe with other folk Christians.
他们没有去以前已经知道这个部落从来不跟 civilization 外面的世界来往，他们非常的残暴。
And before they went there, they know that this tribe is very brutal and never connect with outside civilization.
Jim 的父母跟他的朋友都劝他，你留在美国，美国有很多 youth group， 有很多 young ministry， young kids ministry， 你留在这里会更有果效。
And his parents and friends think that if his service will be more effective because in United States there are many youth ministry.
Jim 回答说美国的教会他认为已经吃得太饱了。
And Jim thought that the internal local church in America has been fed too much.
但是有很多 international 在一些美国以外的地方他们很饥渴没有听过耶稣基督的名字。
But the international ministry should be prioritized.
他们也是有策略性的，他们这个小飞机先丢下一些礼物 gift 的很多的这个食物给这些奥卡族，先建立他们对这个飞机天上的大鸟友善一点。
And they actually have a strategy. They have a little airplane and dropping gifts and food, and so that build the little face of the tribe that to the.
后来他们又认识一个奥卡族的人，跟他做朋友，甚至带他上他们的小飞，在天上飞了一下。
And later they befriended with one person in this tribe and even brought him onto the airplane.
但是后来就是那个土著的人，向他的族人说谎话，说那些人是来杀我们的，以至于后来他们就受害了。
And later, this man deceived the tribe members, saying these missionaries came to kill them. And so later, these missionaries got killed.
所有的五个人都被杀害了。
All five missionaries were killed.
Jim Elliot 在二岁的时候，也就是他为主殉道前六年，他写的一句话在日记里面，后来很多人都听过。
And Jim Elliot, at age of 22, which is 6 years before he died for Christ, he wrote such in his diary.
他说：“一个把自己不能保留住的给出去的人，并不傻。”
He said that one is not a fool to give away things he cannot keep.
他指的自己不能保留住的，就是自己的生命。
Well, he referred that the thing that he cannot keep.It's his own life.
没有一个人可以保证我保留住自己的生命，我要保留多久就保留多久。
No one can guarantee that he can get hold of his own life as long as he wants.
但是重要的是，当他把这个不能保留的给出去的时候，是给谁呢？
The important question is when he gives away this thing that he cannot keep, who he gives it to?
给谁会确定那个是有多大的意义或者有没有意义？
And whom he gives this to determines.The meaning.
耶稣所呼召在这个世界上呼召一些人出来，这些人是说我愿意把我不能保留的愿意给你的那些人。
And Jesus called a certain group of people on this earth so that they are willing to give away what they cannot keep.
原来我说耶稣可能不是像我们人所想象的，耶稣要呼召很多很多的人。
It's not like what we imagine that Jesus wants to call so many people.
是神呼召很多很多的人，但是最后能够配做他门徒的是少数。
Yeah, Jesus called so many people, but only there are that much that's worthy to be a disciple.
我很喜欢这个美国 Marine 陆战队他们用的 slogan 广告 ,Only a few.
I like the slogan of the Marine. They say only a few.
耶稣只要那些少数愿意说主啊，我愿意把命都给你的那些人，耶稣要这些人。
Only those few who are willing to give away their lives. That's what Jesus wants.
Jim Elliot 的survived 的这个 spouse Elizabeth, 她在丈夫殉道以后，带她的儿女回去奥卡族宣教。
So the survivor, spouse Elizabeth, after her husband martyred, she brought her daughter back to Alka tribe.
后来四个其他的宣教士的儿女亲戚也加入宣教的行列。
And later the children of the other four missionaries, they joined the service as well.
其中有一个宣教士叫 Nate Saint, 他的儿子叫 Steve Saint, 他十岁的时候就去跟奥卡族的人住在一起。
One of the martyrs whose name is Nate Saint, his son's name is Steve. He went to the tribe at age of 10 and lived with them.
他跟奥卡族的很多的人都做了朋友。
Yeah, he made friends with many people in Aucca tribe.
最感人的是后来他为其中两个杀他父亲的仇人在同一条河里面为他们施洗。
Yeah,
为杀父仇人施洗。
So what's the most touching story is that, he baptized the two persons who killed his father in the same river that his father got killed.
Yeah. 因为那条他的父亲在那条河旁边被他们杀死。所以人就问 Steve, 你怎么能够爱杀父的仇人?
So people ask Steve, how can you love the killer of your father?
你知道他怎么回答?
Do you know how he answered?
他说如果你是基督的跟随者，你就会知道这就是委身于基督的意思。
He said, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you will know that is the commitment to Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，跟随耶稣意味着在乎他、顺服他、爱他、取悦他、至死忠心。
Dear brothers and sisters, to follow Jesus means to care Him, submit to Him, love Him, please Him, and faithful to death.
你的心中不可能有两个主人。
You cannot have two masters.
你要不是像这个效忠，就是像这个效忠。
Whether you are faithful to this one, or you are faithful to the other one.
你要不是爱这个，就是爱那个。
You either love this one, or you love the other one.
你要不是在乎这个，就是在乎那个。
Either you care this one or you care the other one.
你要不是顺服这个，就是顺服那个。
Either you submit to this one or you submit to the other one.
我们不能又跟随基督又跟随世界，然后自称自己是耶稣的门徒。
We cannot follow Jesus and follow the world and claim ourselves to be the disciple of Jesus.
耶稣不单是呼召人来向他忠心，为他死。
And Jesus not only called people to be faithful to Him up to the point of death.
事实上，他自己先为这些人死。
And in reality, Jesus died for them first.
我从小就记得我家里的我的卧室的这个墙上有这个圣经的经文，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And I still remember, even in my youth, in my bedroom, there's a scripture on the wall that He loved me and died for me.
这么多年就深深印在我的脑海里。
It's engraved in my heart.
这就是我所侍奉的上帝。
This is God that I serve.
他为我舍己。
He died for me.
为了让我免于地狱的刑罚和咒诅。
He saved me from the punishment and curse from the hell.
他既救了我，就配得我这一生为他至死忠心活着。
And He saved me.And He's worthy for me to serve Him and be faithful unto death.
你不要搞错了，以为委身有深跟浅的分别。
Don't be wrong that the commitment don't have the difference between deep or shallow.
啊，何牧师，the Robert, 他们委身的比较深，我们稍微浅一点。
Maybe Pastor Gary and Robert, they're deeper and I'm shallower.
最重要的不是深跟浅的问题，是你愿不愿意，你有没有的问题。
The issue is not deep or shallow. The issue is, do you really have it?
我们这里有一个这么年轻的小朋友，他可以说我愿意。哦，神非常的喜悦。
And here's a little kid, and he can say, yes, I'm willing, and that will please God.
You are either a Christian or you are not a Christian. You cannot be partly a Christian. 你要么就是一个全部的基督徒，要么你就不是一个基督徒。你不能成为半吊子的。一部分的礼拜天的基督徒。这样的弟兄姊妹，耶稣呼召跟随他的人相信他。
And Jesus called this kind of brothers and sisters to believe him, to
在乎他
care for him,
顺服他
submit to him,
爱他
love him,
每天为讨他的欢喜而活
live a life pleasing to him,
一直到死都委身给他
commit to him up to the point of death。
请问今天你礼拜天来到教会坐在这里，你是玩真的吗？
The question is, you came here, is it for real?
玩真的吗？
Is it for real?
有很多人是玩假的。
And not so for many people.
人坐在这里，心是在世界。
And they're sitting here, but their hearts It's on the world.
人坐在这里，心在厨房。
And they're sitting here, the heart is in the kitchen.
每个礼拜天来这里做一个摆拍的基督徒。
And came here every week, just to be pre-staged.
如果天使照相，咔嚓，哦，他今天有来聚会。
And if the angel take a snapshot, oh, this person is here today.
但是实际上摆拍了很多年，到了最后那一刹那，他不是到主那里去。
But after being pre-staged for so many years, it's doubtful about the destiny.
你是玩真的吗？
Are you for real?
还是你只是来教会摆拍一下？
Or you just come here to be pre-staged?
很不客气地告诉你，很不客气地告诉你。
I have to tell you the truth.
将来会有很多的摆拍的人在地狱里面。
Many pre-staged Christians will be in hell.
他说：“我曾经在 Kansas 教会聚会很多年了。”
He said, "I was had the gathering in Kansas City Church for many years."
为什么我现在在这里？
Why I'm here now?
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
主，你这样的爱我们，你来呼召我们跟随你。
Lord, you love us so much that you call us to follow you.
让我们有份于你永恒的生命。
Let us partake your eternal life.
就算我们这一生完全委身为你活着，跟你给我们的恩典比起来，算不了什么。
Even though we commit our entire life to you, it's not comparable to your grace to us.
但是你还是这么看重，愿意从我们手上拿到这一点点。
But you still value so much of us, and you are willing to take.What's in our hands?
我们常常看听到诗歌说，哦，为主没有保留，我们觉得我们给的好像很多啊。
We hear the hymn says no reservation for Christ. We saw we gave a lot.
但实际上，跟主你给我们的福分和恩典比起来，我们给的算得了什么呢？
It's not comparable to the grace that you gave me.
就好像那个五饼二鱼一样，那能做点什么呢？
Just like the five bread and two little fish.
但是神常常是借着我们摆上的这一点点。
But many times, just through that little things that we offer,
能够祝福许许多多的人。
And you bless so many people.
能够祝福你的家庭。
And you bless the family.
祝福围绕在你身边的人。
Bless the surrounding peoples.
主啊
,Lord,
你这样伟大的呼召领导我们。
You gave us such a great calling.
我们愿意回应你的呼召。
We are willing to echo.
我们不要做一个摆拍的基督徒。
We don't want to be a pre-staged Christian.
我们要做一个真正吃干粮跟随你的基督徒。
We want to be a Christian that can take solid food and follow you.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. You did an excellent job.